Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A Northeast Iowa man is facing various charges following his arrest last weekend, including making threats against an officer's family. Olwine police initially arrested 46-year-old Nicholas Snyder of Washburn for causing a disturbance at Del Rio Mexican Restaurant in Olwine Saturday night. According to the criminal complaints, staff told police Snyder was intoxicated and refused requests for him to pay his bill and leave, even after the restaurant offered to cover his tab. At the restaurant bar, officers made their own attempts to get Snyder to calm down, pay his bill, and leave. After about a half an hour, with assistance from the Iowa State Patrol, officers physically removed him from the building. Snyder allegedly remained uncooperative as officers attempted to put him into a squad car. During the struggle, an ISP trooper was injured and a clip holding an officer's body-worn camera in place was broken. While being transported to the Fayette County Jail in West Union, Snyder is accused of making graphic threats to sexually assault the officer's mother and kill her, and sexually assault his wife and daughter. He also stated he would gut the officer's entire family and slit their throats, wrap a chain around their babies' necks and drag them down the road, and would do these things when he got out of jail. At the jail, it required over a half dozen officers and jail staff to bring Snyder under control, with one officer injuring his knee. Snyder has been charged with first-degree harassment, assault on persons in certain occupations, assault on persons in certain occupations causing bodily injury, and interference with official acts causing bodily injury. It will be next week before a Minnesota man originally charged with attempted murder in Northeast Iowa will enter a guilty plea to a reduced charge. Postville police arrested 29-year-old Noel Arenas Jr. of Worthington, Minnesota in May on charges of attempted murder, a Class B felony, and going armed with intent, a Class D felony. According to criminal complaints, an officer found a male victim on the ground severely bleeding, with Arenas allegedly standing nearby, bleeding from his hands. Further investigation obtained a video that showed Arenas chasing the victim with a broken beer bottle, attempting to stab him with it, and taking the man to the ground. The victim also claimed Arenas said he was going to kill him. Arenas was scheduled for a plea hearing this past Monday in Alameda County District Court, but that has now been continued to next Monday. After the state filed amended charges against him, Arenas is now expected to be convicted on the going armed with intent charge, with the attempted murder charge reduced to assault while participating in a felony, a Class C felony. Since his arrest, Arenas has been held in the Alameda County Jail on $250,000 cash-only bond. A Northeast Iowa man who spent almost 50 years in prison for a quadruple murder is hoping for another look at his case because of a new legal development. Jerry Mark was convicted of murdering his brother, Leslie Mark, his sister-in-law, and their two children at their rural Cedar Falls home on Halloween 1975. Sioux City Attorney Brian Vilkulskis, an advocate of Jerry Mark, says he first heard about the case from his attorney father many years ago.
Years later, after I became a lawyer, I started looking at the case closer and studying the transcripts, and I realized all the problems with the original trial and the prosecutorial misconduct that came with that.
Blackhawk County prosecutors say Jerry Mark committed the murders because his brother inherited the family farm. Mark claims he was on a cross-country motorcycle trip at the time of the murder. The state public defender's office recently filed paperwork asking for a new trial or for the conviction to be overturned. Vilkulskis says the killings appeared to be a mafia hit after a family friend had testified against a drug cartel.
The fact that they never developed any suspect other than Jerry, this is a classic case of tunnel vision for prosecutors, and you find a person and we can put a crime to it. You can make all the evidence point to one person if you can, and that's our argument on appeal.
Federal judge threw out Mark's conviction in 2006, but an appeals court overturned that ruling. Mark's lawyers argued that he was convicted of junk science and testimony to prove his innocence was not allowed. Vilkulskis hopes things move quickly since Jerry Mark is 81 years old. American Education Week 2024 is wrapping up today. Jenny Adam, 5th through 8th grade band director for the New Hampton School District, says substitute teachers are being saluted today.
You know, a lot of our substitutes are here every day in a different role. It's almost like they're one of us. The kids know them. The substitutes just really fill in those critical gaps that if there wasn't somebody there, the learning couldn't continue and things could not move forward if we didn't have our substitutes.
Students are also being saluted today, which Adam says is the backbone of everything teachers, subs, support staff, administrators, and school board members do. She says parents can also aid in the education environment.
Giving them that role model of being respectful and being ready to learn and being kind to one another. You know, students are getting that from their parents all the time, and to just continue getting that message from their parents carries over to our school environment and just makes it a really great place to be.
The theme for American Education Week is Together for Safe, Just, and Equitable Schools. Tomorrow on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA, UNI football team closing out their season, hosting Indiana State. Broadcast time noon, kickoff at 1 o'clock. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, Iowa State football, 22nd-ranked Cyclones at Utah. Pregame at 4:30, kickoff tomorrow evening just after 6:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.